The Cardinal Stage Company's Risk It All 2012-2013 season opens with To Kill a Mockingbird. Small-town lawyer and single parent Atticus Finch, Dan Rodden, risks his life, his reputation, and the safety of his family to defend an innocent black man, Tom Robinson, played by Ian Martin, against a charge of rape. Even though Atticus knows that he can't win, his honor and respect for himself as a man and a father demands that he marshal a tensely played, creative, clever, solid, and yet doomed from the outset effort. The story of To Kill a Mockingbird is told in flashbacks through the vision of the grown-up Finch daughter Scout, played by Constance Macy. It's a hot southern summer in 1935. Atticus's children, Scout, Chera Crone, her brother Jem, Elijah Earl, and Dill, Nathaniel Cox Thurman, a summer visitor, have time on their hands. They're full of curiosity, especially about their reclusive neighbor, Boo Radley. They're also full of restless energy that's only occasionally controlled by the Finch housekeeper, Calpurnia, Gladys Devane. Constance Macy, as the adult Scout, was a charmingly engaging guide through the story. Alan Craig, as the sheriff, was a bluff figure with his own inner sense of right and wrong. Emily Scott was pathetic, sympathetic, and yet unforgivable as she accused the innocent black man of rape, and Ed Mobley was a frightening figure as her perpetually angry father. Mike Brewington appeared briefly as that mysterious recluse, Boo Radley. Dan Rodden, as Atticus Finch, leaned toward the gentle and thoughtful, almost as if embarrassed at his eloquent bravery. This tribute to moral strength through caring is at the heart of the play. Chera Crone was a sprite as the young Scout. There was a momentary flash of pure love from her to Atticus as they sat on a porch that was something to remember the entire play for. The Cardinal Stage Company's production, To Kill a Mockingbird, part of their Risk It All season, at the Buskirk Chumley Theater, continues with performances through September 16th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.